Foundation, and we are an organization that exists to enhance and benefit the Greenway itself by providing extra funding through our fundraisers to actually do more on the Greenway. And the city's been doing a great job of building our Greenway.
Absolutely. I mean, it is an absolute blessing to be able to take your family out on the Greenway and do different things. You can ride your bikes, ride your skateboards, walk your dog, anything like that is lots of good fun. And BB Mulway, you're also on the panel as well. Tell us what you do with the Cheyenne Greenway.
I'm a citizen volunteer, and I answered an ad, I think, probably off of your station in 2006. And I had to go through an interview, and I have been a Greenway volunteer since 2006. And the Spring to Green was kind of like my idea. We need to do something to, you know, enhance the Greenway. So everybody else thought, hey, yeah, let's do it. And the Greenway Foundation is simply put there to put more benches, trees, water station, doggy stations, everything like that. So the Spring to Green, this will be our second year. And I guess I'm just really excited, and I'm really glad to have an opportunity to serve my community.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's where a lot, you know, everybody wants something done. Well, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and so it's good to have good volunteer base. And I'll tell you, Cheyenne, Wyoming, I don't even have to say it except for those that are listening across America on the internet. For those of you that are not in the Cheyenne area, I'll tell you, this is a volunteer town in every way, shape, and form. Matter of fact, there was a caller on another program today. There's an elderly gentleman north of town, and I'm not quite sure what that had to do with the school board or his property. Said they had about 35 or 40 people out there helping this elderly gentleman. And that's just a portion of what we get here in Cheyenne, and the Cheyenne Greenway is no different. So, Nancy, what are some of the ways that your organization raises funds, kind of takes the brakes off the taxpayer to help raise funds for the Greenway maintenance and beautification?
Yes. Well, the main thing that we do is the annual Greenway event. We wanted to use the Greenway and then have everybody come and appreciate it. And so that's where the Spring into Green comes. It's a 5K, 10K walk and run with a family walk as well. And so all the proceeds for that go to the foundation. And last year we put about a little over half of what we raised into providing an enhancement for Cahill Park. And that was the bench that's going up on the new section of Greenway.
So is Cahill Park like the main park you do, or do you kind of try to raise money for other areas that the Greenway may go by? I mean, I know there's, what is it, Smiley or Myler Park over here on the north side. Greenway goes by there as well.
Well, the foundation decided that we would move it around, and we thought we would do it 2 years in one location and then choose a new location and do a couple years there. That way we can have a significant amount of money to put towards that park. So next year we'll be looking for another location, because this is the second year in Cahill, probably somewhere along the Crow Creek Greenway or on the south side of town or east. Whatever, but yes, someplace different.
And I think that's a great idea, BB, because you're not just staying in one place all the time. And for people maybe that are not, you know, I mean, yeah, we can get a ride anywhere, but convenience is a great thing too. You're keeping it in one place for 2 years. That way, if somebody forgets, they can come back that second year, and then you move it into another part, the south side or the west side or the north side, and it gives the whole community an idea to see what you are doing. What are some of the other ideas? Or actually, let's talk about the event. We have an event on June 11th at Cahill Park. Starts at noon. Registration starts at 11 o'clock. That's Cahill Park, June 11th, for the Spring into Green Greenway. It's the second annual Greenway celebration. So, wow, that's cool. We were part of the very first annual Greenway celebration, and it was very cool. My family and I were out there. Absolutely worth it. If you are a runner, a biker, a walker, a jogger, a hogger, whatever you are, this is a great opportunity for you to throw on your shoes and your sports outfits and get out there and raise some good benefit money for the Cheyenne Greenway Foundation. BB, tell us about, I know Nancy touched on it just a little bit, but what are some of the events? There's a 10K, a 5K, and a family. Pretty much speak for themselves, right? Or are there other things that people can do?
Well, I think it does speak for itself, what we have for our Spring into Green. However, though, if you are a family and we have a little family walk. We also have a bouncy hut that is donated to us from the city of Cheyenne, so the kids can bounce and jump and have fun while we're waiting for the rest of our events to come into, like, the finish line. We also have lots of sponsors in this town, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say those on the radio.
You
or
can.
Not.
Who's the? I want to know who the food sponsor is this year. I think it was Chipotle's last year,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, they are back again this year.
Great.
As well. And after the event, Chipotle is still going to be a major sponsor of the Cheyenne Greenway Foundation. And on June 14th, we are going to have these coupons that we are putting all over the city as many as we can. That if you go into Chipotle, the proceeds from that day, half of it goes back to the Greenway.
Awesome. What a great service to our community. I mean, that is so Cheyenne, isn't it, Nancy?
Yeah, it really is. And Chipotle really, really loves to get involved with these types of health, outdoor fitness activities. And so when they heard about that we were doing this last year, they said, oh, yes, can we please? And then this will be the second time that they've sponsored us, and we hope they stick with us forever. We also have some really other you know, significant sponsors this year. Sierra Trading Post has stepped up to the plate, as well as Ayers Associates and the Wyoming Tribune Eagle have come through with some help with us with advertising. And then just as a quick note, BioLife Plasma is an awesome company, and they've helped us financially, as well as they're going to give us half a dozen volunteers for the day.
For like first aid, or if something happens, that type of deal, or what are those volunteers going to be doing?
They're going to be helping us run the event and, you know, help us set up, tear down their station to do wayfinding to make sure people are, you know, going the right direction. We have a lot of signs out, or we will have a lot of signs out, but we also need people to man the water stations and let people know they're, you know, doing a great job.
Right. Encouragement along the way on a hot day on a trail like that is certainly certainly a good thing. BB, tell us a little bit about the entertainment. Looks like we got some entertainment that's going to be out there.
His name is Brian Lemonschmidt, and he is an awesome, awesome entertainer. So when I first approached him, he was like, sure, I'll do this. No problem at all. And you can see Brian all over town in different types of venues, but he also specializes mostly just in his own music. He does have CDs. He's an acoustic guitarist. He's also a Russian
kind of
guitarist.
Is he kind of the Jim Croce of Cheyenne, if you will?
Sure.
Well, I do like Jim Croce, but I think he's a little bit more original than that.
Gotcha.
You know, but he's been in Cheyenne. He's a well-known musician, and I'm so proud that he decided to be a part of the Cheyenne.
Tell us a little bit about the awards and the raffle prizes.
I just wanted to say that. Hi, I just wanted to say that the awards there are going to be for the 5 and the 10K walk. The 5K is a walk run, and the 10K is an actual run. And we're just going to have really nice medals that we'll be awarding to the first, second, and third places. We also have a few really neat things that involve gift certificates, gift cards, and other really neat things that we're going to be raffling off to the participants. Everybody that's participating will be able to have a chance to actually have a ticket in the drawing. But I just wanted to also let you know that for the kids, there's we also got some games. We have a couple of guessing games and beanbag toss and things like that for the kids to also play and set in addition to the bouncy. And we're also going to be giving away a whole bunch of giveaways that will come with your goodie bag. So everybody's going to walk away with not only having a wonderful time outside at Cahill Park and on the Greenway, but they're also going to have a T-shirt and a goodie bag full of neat things, and hopefully everybody will win a raffle prize.
We're talking with B.B. Malway and Nancy Olson with the Cheyenne Greenway Foundation. And when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more about what they got going on at the Cheyenne Greenway. You're listening to Gary Freeman on Across America. Glad to have you with us on a Saturday afternoon. Don't you dare go away. We'll be back right after this. And it's 1:24 here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Welcome back to Across America this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Yes. And I want you to know you got about 30, 35 minutes left if you want to cruise out to Cheyenne's biggest flea market. It's out there at the Cheyenne Frontier Park. You just go down 8th Street, you go past the Indian display, then you go past the rodeo ring, and right down there on the right-hand side, you can find your biggest events of garage sailors, crafters, artists, business vendors, food vendors. I've been out there today. I already scored some great stuff out there. Nice and affordable. Why travel all over town when you can do a one-stop shop? Right out there at Cheyenne's biggest flea market, right out at the Cheyenne Frontier Park. About 30 minutes left, and they'll see you there. All right, we are back in studio with B.B. Malway and Nancy Olson with the Cheyenne Greenway Foundation. This is coming up on June 11th at Cahill Park. It starts at noon. They have a 10K, a 5K run, and then a family walk. And registration starts at 11 o'clock. And we've been talking about all the cool prizes, things for kids, different vendors, different ones that are going to be donating for this great cause. And this fundraiser helps to preserve our Cheyenne Greenway, which I know many of you out there have really enjoyed. So this is a great way to give back a small portion of that which the Cheyenne Greenway has certainly given to us. And last year they had a massage therapist out there. Is he going to be returning again this year?
Yes, there will be a massage therapist there for the participants so that after they do their run or even before, they can get loosened up and feel good.
That's great. Bibi, let's talk about price a little bit. Looks like we do have some registration fees, but again, this is a fundraiser for the Greenway. Okay, this is a fundraiser to preserve. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're looking at for a family versus an adult or students and kids under five?
Okay, our goal as the Greenway Foundation was to make it a family event that was affordable. And I guess that my feeling is that so many events here kind of outprice some of our families. So because we're the Greenway Foundation, we sponsor all parts of the city. It's a Greenway that's for any event, whether it's not just Boy Scouts or, you know, American Cancer Society or whatever. We decided that our prices would be definitely family affordable. Our family fee is $45. That's up to five immediate family members with two adults only. If you're in a single adult, it's a $20 fee. Students, $15, an ID required to be a student. And if you're a child under five, you are free.
And so once they register, do they get any freebie stuff along with walking and the family walk? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have goodie bags that sometimes are way overflowing, but we have all kinds of different things that we can stuff into our goodie bags, and they are range from coupons from like Old Chicago, from Sonic, Sherry's, Roller City.
Now, Bibi, you probably didn't have anything
Baskin
to do with
Robbins.
You probably didn't have anything to do with acquiring this stuff, did you?
Well, I have not been walking around town, but I sure have been driving around to get that stuff all accumulated.
Yeah, and I'm harassing her because she is very good at fundraising. For those of you that are just joining us, we're giving you a little briefing about the Spring into Green, the second annual Greenway celebration that's being put on by the Cheyenne Greenway Foundation. Kicks off on June 11th at noon, and registration starts at 11 o'clock. That will be at Cahill Park on June 11th. And so you get a free T-shirt, you get a goodie bag. Didn't you guys have plants out there last year or something? Or
yes, Grant's Farms is one of our major sponsors, and they're going to be providing vegetable seeds for all of the participants. That'll be one of those neat things in the goodie bags. And also you can pick up, they're having flowers there that you'll be able to take away, like sets of flowers. I'm not sure about the flower share this year, but there'll be lots of neat other things. Joad Produce is providing fruit for us and for the participants. And we also have the Bicycle Station and Rock on Wheels that are helping us this year, as well as Curves, the one of the gyms for women.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. Hi, we got a listener call. Go ahead, quickly, please.
Yeah, they're talking about all this fundraising and all. They never did mention they get millions of dollars off that six-penny tax.
BB, you want to address that? Thanks for your call, Joe.
Hey, Joe, this is BB. I sure do wish we did get millions, because if we did, we'd have that Greenway already taken care of. However, though, we only get a small percentage of that six-penny sales tax, and we actually have to wait till it's actually been collected before we can even use any of that for the Greenway. But I sure do wish we had those millions.
Right,
thank
and it's not like people are just dumping money and not getting anything back in return. There's a lot of cool stuff. So head on out June 11th. For more information, you can go out to CheyenneGreenwayFoundation.org. That's CheyenneGreenwayFoundation.org. Or is there a phone number? Or do they just need to go to the website?
Going to the website is probably the best way. Or we also have an email that is Cheyenne Greenway Foundation at gmail.com.
Very good. We'll see you out at the Greenway June 11th at Cahill Park.